1,000th time, it's Tom.
Don't you stop. What? Hey, come back here.
Sorry about that. Hey, you're new here. You look like city folk. Where are you from?
Our family just moved here from St. Louis.
Golly, we ain't had anybody new in ages. But why little old St. Petersburg? And who are you?
This is my daughter, Abigail. I'm Mr. Temple. I practice law with Judge Thatcher. She's brought me up to investigate the series of grave robbings happening in this particular part of the state.
We arrived last night and are attempting to get our bearings. Could you point me in the direction of the courthouse?
Great to meet you. Look, that there is my Aunt Polly. She'll show you around, and I'll take Abigail on a tour of the town.
Thomasina, don't you dare!
My Aunt Polly's the best at giving tours. Let's go!
Thomasina!
Bye, Mr. Temple.
What a sharp young whippersnapper you have there.
Welcome to St. Petersburg, sir. Come on.
A big river.
Woo! That was close. Abigail, is it?
Oh, everyone calls me Abigail, but I quite prefer Abby.
Say no more. My rightful name is Tom. Tom Sawyer. Welcome to St. Petersburg.
Ew. What's that?
It's just a wart. It won't hurt you. Really, my pal Huck Finn and I are going to get rid of them tomorrow night.
Who?
Don't worry. You'll catch on soon.
Better get to showing you around.
The wishing well is mighty grand. It works our hope to die. There's candy at the grocer's stand. He'll give it free to those who know to get themselves to cry.
Tom, what seems to be the matter this morning?
It's not me. It's my poor pal Abby. She's new to town and awful lonesome.
Well, we better see to that with some peppermints.
A sorrow such as this warrants something a little stronger. Perhaps some licorice sticks?
Why don't you take the peppermints and the licorice sticks, just to be safe?
Thank you!
Easy living.
Stick with me, kid, and you'll hide.
It's such a quaint burial place, ma'am, up on that hillside. May he rest in peace.
Thank you, doctor. I hope his spirit enjoys it there.
Out of the way!
Who was that?
That's Doc Robinson and Widder Douglas. She's rich and all. Her husband just died a few days ago. I tried to cheer her up this morning with some firecrackers, but I'm being hunted down for the deed.
Who doesn't like firecrackers?
Now you're talking, kid. Hey, everybody. This is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
She's new to town, so we're gonna show her the ropes.
Just a little old town on a big river, working awful hard and having fun.
My daddy took my knife away. My mima said,
I have to read before I play.
My papa found my booger stash and burned it in a blink.
So you see, we're always on the run.
On a Saturday morning in a little old town on a big river.
Amy Lawrence, did you get it?
Freshly dead.
What'll you give me for it?
Dead? What's dead?
Just my cat, Milford. Tom needed to do some graveyard business.
Graveyard business?
Graveyard business. Here, Amy. I can trade you 3 keys for nothing, a white alley, and a couple tin soldiers. What do you say?
Deal.
Ugh! Dead cats, Tom? That's nasty.
Nah, it ain't. You've seen for yourself. I've got warts I gotta get rid of. And for that, you gotta take a dead cat to a fresh grave in a graveyard at midnight.
What for?
For adventure, Abby. The time's almost ripe for one. I can almost smell it. A world of wild adventure is out there on the water. And someday I'll be sailing free and clear. Till then I'm doing what I can instead of what I order. This little town. town can't hold me down. I'll soon escape from here.
Hello, Huckleberry.
Hello yourself, and see how you like it. What's that you got?
Dead cat for tonight.
Let me see him. He's pretty stiff.
He's a she, huh?
She's not anything but dead, Tom.
Well, can you take it until tonight? I gotta take Abby here to meet everybody.
I thought you were helping me catch tadpoles today.
I'm awfully sorry, Huck.
Just a little old town on a big river. No, it isn't perfect, but it's home. Our kids will learn to do what's good. We're bound to raise them well. We'll try our best, we know we should.